And welcome, everybody. Episode 559 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you? Awkward silence. I thought I'd beat you guys.
I had to work early yesterday and again today, but I got to leave work at 1. So it's 7 hours to 8.
Well, that's nice. I mean, you know, if they
it was more like they were doing inventory at that point, and there was no point for me to be there because I wasn't involved in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't need you. You can get out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Sweet.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you don't have to tell me twice. I'm out. Later. How about you, Break? Just another week.
Yeah, they'd be like, you don't have to be. Where'd he go? You hear my car speaking away.
The car screeching in the background. Yeah. Exactly, man. You know, guys, I think it was like that episode that we did, the Batman and Eric story, which was a fairly popular episode, by the way. But I got copyright striked on it for using the Batman theme. Like, seriously, like what the fuck? Why? I mean, honestly, like what is the harm in, like, playing, like, 30 seconds of a fucking song? Like, I just don't understand, but whatever. The fucking YouTube gods. I never have that problem on Twitch, but fucking YouTube, man. I'm telling you, I'm not a big fan of YouTube. You know, as far as, like, you know, this show goes and stuff. YouTube is not kind to us.
I was
going to
say, we're kind of broadcasting on there. Do you want to really?
Oh, fuck. I mean, nobody's listening to this show other than to copyright strikers, you know. So,
see, they have an algorithm that will get you for anything except criticizing YouTube, because they're not going to do shit about it anyway.
Right, exactly. So we could say, fuck YouTube and all that. And then as I say that, we go off the air on YouTube. No, Twitch.
And what? I want to know what happened to Redbox.com. The website doesn't work.
What? I go there all the time.
The app works, but the website isn't working for me.
Huh. Maybe it's just down. Sometimes that shit happens too. I wish
Code Vein were available on Redbox, but they decided we were just going to get Borderlands 3 and not do anything for like a month.
All they do is fucking mainstream games, Eric, for the most part. They hardly ever get...
Code Vein isn't mainstream, but it is... associated with a more mainstream game.
Yeah, I understand.
Think they do something? I mean, yeah, Devil May Cry showed up at Redbox.
Of course
so.
Not. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Nice to see you in there. I think you're the first one in there other than Bernie. So,
or even the Church too, because like that is a Western game, and they tend to get more of those.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we don't have a lot of news, so why don't we dig right into it?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
From RPG site, we've got a new game from Nippon Ichi Software called Void Terrarium, and it's spelled very weird, just like Hotel Nick was. Because it's one of those games.
You know what I would call this game? It's a new RPG called Void Trillium parentheses end parentheses. So that's what
for
I would call it.
Title alone, I'd call this fuck this game.
I like your version better.
The premise of the game is that you're the last human girl alive on the fluid planet, where a helping robot must help create a terrarium to isolate her from the toxic dangers of the world.
Yeah. All right, continue on, because we don't have a lot of news stories, so...
But hey, the reason why the title is so messed up is because it's supposed to represent a code function.
Okay. All right.
And it says it's a roguelike RPG.
Oh, I'm out.
I'm guessing the robot does all this stuff, and you have to protect her.
Hmm. Okay. So what are the features, the key features of this game, Eric?
It's talking about the bond between the robot girl and the robot.
Her and her robot.
And beautiful and wondrous world. I'm guessing there are areas that aren't polluted that you can explore, but And it says, roguelike addictiveness where no adventure is ever the same. Runes and dungeons as the robot explorers are randomly generated. Additionally, you start level one each time you enter, just like any roguelike. Meaning you can enjoy different types of growth. And then, let's see. That's really it for features.
Okay. All right. It sounds like something that Break and I aren't going to be touching. Freak 5 is exiled. He says, unfortunately, I can hear you, Frank. So, yeah, you're exiled.
All I have to say is, how dare you speak for me? And you're right.
How dare you, Break, man? You're exiled too, you
see. I have no problem with roguelikes. I like roguelikes.
Yeah. Okay. So,
You didn't think that was funny? You just wanted to exile me?
You son of a bitch. I mean, kind of funny.
I'll exile you to the roguelike dungeon.
Yeah, exactly. You're exiled too. The world of Void Terrarium. Freak 5.
I'm sorry.
Freak 5 says, I pooped it out.
Or we could exile you to the holy dungeon.
Yeah, holy dungeon. Freak 5 says, hashtag I poop today. So cool. Yeah, I hashtagged I poop today too, Freak 5. So that puts us in the same boat. All right, Breakman, what do we have next?
You mean I got work now? Okay, coming to us live from RPG site. Stupid ad pop up. Post pixel art, post apocalyptic RPG Def Trash to release on Steam early access in early 2020. Okay, the name is interesting. Def Trash. I'd like a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me a bit of Beneath a Steel Sky plus I Have No Mouth and Must Scream.
Independent developer Crafting Legends has announced that pixel art post apocalyptic. Why do they repeat themselves? developer states the game will come to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, as well as a PC platform and support Linux. Really?
Wow.
By PC platform, they either mean Epic Game Store or GOG.
Yeah. Okay. Def Trash is described as an action RPG game with combat, stealth, dialogue, gore, puke, and tentacles.
Yes.
Post-apocalyptic world where I'm going to go ahead and read it. There's a trailer you're probably showing people. A post-apocalyptic post-apocalyptic world where cosmic horrors crave humanity but meet punks with shotguns. Okay.
Break, there isn't even a hint of a Japanese word and you're fucking it all up, man. Come on.
Post-apocalyptic classic, science fiction, horror, and grotesque dark fantasy. I'm just ignoring you, son of a bitch. Death Trek, semi-open world role-playing game with handcrafted levels and grotesque story campaign. You said that. Why is this... anyway, the game features...
It said handcrafted, so that means no procedural generation.
Ooh, that's good.
The game features real-time gameplay with ranged and melee combat, stealth, multiple-choice dialogue, and an inventory full of items and flesh worms, a crafting system, and social skills like pickpocketing and puking.
Yes.
Those are interesting social skills. travel through the gritty post-apocalyptic. Hi, I'm pleased to meet you. I'm going to rob you. Like, what?
It's one way to get people to go away from you.
But, I'm throwing up. While I'm throwing up, I'm stealing from you.
My throw up is a distraction. You didn't even notice I stole your sword. Anyway.
Or you can throw up to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Travel through the gritty post-apocalyptic wasteland by world map and explore hand-painted organic locations. Meet exciting characters. Talk to the Flesh Kraken. I want to know more. Visit the
people. It's a picture of the Flesh Krakens in the list of screenshots down below.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So talk to the Flesh Kraken, visit the puke bar, or pickpocket stuff from the old naked guy. How do you steal stuff from a naked guy?
A house. He's just naked, that's all.
Oh, so you're robbing his house. Okay. Customize your own character through stats and making choices. I'm glad you're not, like, trying to take stuff out of his ass or something.
I'm sure that's in this game at some point, man.
Oh, there's no pockets. What's up there? Oh. Customize your own character through stats and making... Oh, wait. This story sounds... customize your own character through stats and making choices. Experience the story and discover side quests. Fight against machines and larger-than-life monsters or become their friend. Ooh. I can befriend monsters? I can work that. The game contains many features supporting player freedom. You are my friend, right? Well, a true friend would kill that guy. true friend.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
We're friends, monster? Okay, cool. The game contains many featured supporting player freedom. I said that wrong, didn't I? The game contains many features supporting player freedom. Manual save games, dialogue can be left anytime, kill everyone or kill or hardly kill anyone. You have me to kill everyone. Story. Humankind traveled to the stars and settled on the planet Nexus. With its ancient secrets of stone and flesh, the machines were installed as protectors, but they were corrupted and brought terror. You are a raider among the ruins of the past, but fate might lead you to the Bleeding Head Oracle. Who came up with the names in this game?
The more I hear about this game, the more I want to play it, Brink. Yeah, this is...
I need to see more of this game. Yeah. So the Bleeding Head Oracle, the ever-growing heart, and towards a war with the machines, giving you the power to mend or destroy.
Yeah. Let me get caught up on chat, because Freak's in there. He says, I love roguelike RPGs. He's in the drive-thru, probably not anymore, getting a s'more shake from Arby's. I could just hear you getting fatter, Freak 5. He says, I want a game called I Have No Butthole, But I Must Fart. There's a game called Don't Shit Your Pants. I don't know if you've ever seen that, Freak 5. Freak 5 says, we watched live-action Dumbo this week. All I could think about was, imagine Dumbo shitting while flying around the circus tent. That's what you were thinking while watching Dumbo, Freak 5. That shows the...
I watched the previews and thought, why?
That's yeah. What I thought. Yeah, exactly. Why? Why exactly did you? But a game about puking, Breakman. I think we're okay with that, right?
Yeah, I think there should be more options if you're trying to communicate with somebody other than puking on them or stealing from them, though.
Oh, hey, Bernie says, I want a s'more shake. Get out of here, Bernie. Jesus Christ, man. I'm getting fatter just thinking about it. All right, let's move on to the last story of the day, which is highly unusual. Grandia HD collection patch coming on November 12th. Grandia HD remaster for PC now set for October 15th. So yeah, there's a patch. It's not typical for a routine patch to be dated so far in advance, so the scale of this update is potentially larger than a typical bug stomping pass, but we'll have to wait and see until more details are revealed to know for sure. Are you kidding? Announcement also, okay, well, I already said that, and there's no other information on that, but a sizable patch, so there you go for Grandia HD collection. I really need to get this. Grandia is a great game. Let's see. Freak Fight says, I play Don't Shit My Pants When I Eat at Taco Bell. Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, there's no question about that. So, okay. So that is the news cycle for this week. I cannot believe that the news was not that much this week. So there you go. Let's move on to...
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right, homie discounts this week. Eric, there's a couple of PlayStation Plus free games. What are those games, sir?
Okay, for October, you'll be able to get for free God of War, the new one. And let's see. Excuse me.
Whoa. PS Plus free games? God of War? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was going to be... baseball and what was the other game that I already have? Last of Us, I thought was the other one. But okay, that's big news. I did not know that God of War was going to be next month.
Gran Turismo. It actually doesn't list North America. This is like for PlayStation hits, but oh wait, this is the I read this wrong. These are PlayStation hit games.
That's what I thought.
PlayStation
man.
Plus.
PlayStation Plus is Major League Baseball. I can't remember the show.
Major League Baseball, and I think
Last
I think
of Us.
Racing game.
Last of Us. It's Last of Us.
Last of Us.
What was that break?
The show isn't ending early then.
No.
No. But the PlayStation Hits line is getting God of War, but along with The Crew, Far Cry 4, Gran Turismo Sport, Rayman Legends. Uncharted, The Lost Legacy, and Watch Dogs. Okay. And Europe's also getting a few, but with God of War, Great Treasure Store, and Uncharted, The Lost Legacy.
Okay.
But because apparently Rayman Legends and Watch Dogs were already a part of the greatest hits in that region for some reason.
Yeah. Also, there's a flash sale in the PlayStation Store. I just saw that. A couple of the highlights is the Yakuza Origins deal, and also Control, which just came out about a month ago. I think you're getting like a 20-25% discount on that. So that's.
There's also a bundle here for a black PlayStation 4 system, and it comes with Gran Turismo Sport, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Uncharted 4.
Okay. Commander Roots in chat. What's up, Commander Root? I keep waiting for your brother, Commander Groot, to show up in chat, but that hasn't happened yet. So, all right. Anything else on homie discounts, Eric?
No, that's it.
I didn't see much on Xbox or Nintendo. I think they still have that first-party thing at Walmart.
Yeah, it might be a permanent change of theirs, but yeah. Maybe they're doing it for like a month or something.
Yeah. Okay, no Dear Breakman this week, so let's get into...
Yeah, there was one comment on Twitter.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Wait, did you say there was something in Dear Breakman? Should I play your intro?
But I do have to tell people, though, if you want to get $50 Wii or Switch games at Walmart, you have to go in-store. You can't do it online.
Okay. Breakman, did you say there was stuff on Dear Breakman?
Nah, it's just stuff on Twitter. It's from Freak. He just says, at Freak5cast, after watching It Chapter 2, I want a Freddy versus Pennywise movie.
Yeah, why not? I mean, shit. I mean, that's why people used to watch those Universal Monster movies back in the day. I mean, they were, you know, the originals were classics, but people would go to see, like Frankenstein versus Dracula and shit like that, you know?
Freddy versus Jason was cheesy as fuck, but it was fun.
It was a fun movie. I didn't have any problems with it. Yeah. All right, Breakman, what have you been playing?
What
have you been playing?
I'm just wondering why there's a thing called the Bacon Festival.
I mean, bacon, man. That's why. Breakman, what have you been playing?
She's asking me to tell you. She's got this model of Freddy versus Jason she wanted to show off, but I mean...
Do you have a picture of it? Send it. I'll put it up.
I don't have a... She'll have to take a picture of it, and I can send it that way.
Yeah, send it, man. Put it in the Skype, and I'll put it up for people to view. Why not, man? That's pretty badass. The only problem I had with the Jason versus Freddy movie is that Kane Hodder wasn't Jason. But you know, what can you do? I mean, casting, fucking casting couch. You know. All right. What have you been playing, Break?
This week mostly the Halo Master Chief Collection, Halo 2 Anniversary, some multiplayer, but mostly the Anniversary 2. I'm still enjoying myself quite a bit, and after this one there's the third Halo, and there's ODST, and there's 4, and at some point they're gonna add Reach, they said. So there's a lot of playing there.
Reach for free?
I don't know if it's gonna be for free. Oh. I don't know. Oh. I'm not gonna hold my breath through that or anything.
What about the sequel Reach Around?
So when the Master Chief Collection first came out, did you pay for that, and then you have to get the additional games separately?
Master Chief Collection actually came with my Xbox.
Oh, okay.
So you don't know how much you have to pay for all that stuff?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I got that, and...
But considering you didn't have to pay for the later games, I'm guessing you don't. Once you buy it, you get all of them.
I don't know. I because at one time the ODST games, they were charging for them, but I'm pretty sure they're free now. So I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Freak 5, just to follow up on the whole bacon thing, he says part of the reason it happens in Des Moines is because of all the pig farms around Iowa. Tons of free bacon.
That is not an excuse for them not to bring it to me.
Yes, bring it to fucking
bacon. Why doesn't Ohio have its own bacon festival?
Yeah, like, and you have all this free bacon. Why don't you bring it over to us, man? What happened to being, like...
neighborly.
Neighborly.
Yeah.
All neighborly-like and stuff.
Yeah.
I know you're like
three or four states away though.
No, they're not. She told me I'll have to take a picture. I'll take a picture later.
All right.
Yeah, I know you're distant neighbors, and we never see you or talk or.
I know. What's up? Yeah, with that?
Bacon. Give us bacon.
Yeah, he says he's been playing rat.
All they have to do is, like, get the other states in between to get in with this, and then it'll come to us.
Yeah, but, I mean, just have a nationwide bacon day or something, you know? He says he's been playing Rad Path of Exile on Friday 13th.
Break, you can run for president next year, and then you can make an official bacon day.
Oh, that's even better. Break as president. I'd be happy with just, like foreign diplomat to, like, the Ukraine or something, you know. No impeachment necessary.
I would, you know, I don't think one of the first things I think would done would be, you know, asking some other country for help. Anything.
I know.
I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be on my list of things.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be on my list of things either, man. We'll get into that later. Dungeons in chat. What's up, Dungeon? Dungeon said he's been playing a lot of Borderlands 3 and now Greedfall. Loot everywhere.
So that's where he was last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Not playing Zelda, but playing... I'm playing Borderlands 3, which I hear not so great things about, great things about, depending on what your values and interests are.
Dungeon, you have no idea the amount of heat that you take when you're not here, man. Like, I try to get these guys to not talk shit about you, but, man, they just live it up when you're not here.
Can't help ourselves.
Yeah, they just can't help it.
And can't control it. I don't know what's wrong with me and Eric, but we can't control ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those guys, man, I'm telling you, man, just go back and listen. I mean, this is, you know, it's one of those things. All right, what else you been playing?
Freaks at Ohio is Iowa's weird uncle that no one wants to have visit. That's kind of how we feel about Iowa.
It's appreciated, he says, Dungeon. Oh, man, if you heard what they said, Dungeon, you wouldn't say that, man. All right, anyways, Breakman, what else you've been playing? Anything else?
No, mostly the Master Chief Collection because it's fun. It's hard, but I think it really didn't age well at all was the dual wielding.
Yeah.
Hyped about and stuff like that. It's okay in a single player, but it's such garbage in multiplayer and just – it was a bad idea, and they should have. I mean, obviously, they just pretend like it never happened.
Why don't they have a dual wield where you can, like shoot backwards and forwards or shoot on the side and forward at the same time? You know what I'm saying?
If they're going to do something like that, that might be a reason to bring it back. But otherwise, no, they should definitely not bring it back. It was a bad idea. I think it was mostly about the posters looked really cool. So, they're like, damn, that looks really cool. We're going to have to do that somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Freak 5 is exile. He said it's hard for Eric and Break to not talk shit about you, Dungeon, when Frank is leading. I'm not leading the charge, you son of a bitch. Freak 5, you're exiled. God damn it. Let's see. Borderlands 3 is all right. I'm not hot on the villains, but if you like the shoot and loot gameplay of the series, definitely has it down if you want more. Yeah, I do like Borderlands for sure.
I just don't want to support Gamebox.
I don't either, man. They're
Gearbox.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, what have you been playing?
Yeah, I called it Gamebox, but that might as well be true because they game people.
Yeah, exactly.
We should trademark Gamebox.
Exactly. Make our own company called Gamebox. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing... mainly a game I can't talk about yet.
Okay, but, embargoed.
Other than that, just a little bit of more of London Detective Mysteria, and I finished League's Awakening on Saturday.
Nice.
So I guess I could review that. So I'll put it in the reviews.
Okay. And anything else, Eric?
A little bit of Alliance Alive HD.
Okay. I have been playing exactly jack squat except for MPQ, just to get my daily shit on MPQ. I literally have not had time, and I really wanted to get to Talos Principle, but man, I've been super busy this week.
Yeah, those mobile games like own us, because we got to log in every day to get our loot.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got two games I do it with every day. I got to log in at least once so I can get all the
copy of Dragon Quest XI S Definitive Edition came in.
Nice, nice.
Fuck that stupid subtitle, because the title's already long enough, Nintendo.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of reviews, Eric.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, take it away. Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening.
Yeah, this is a remake of the original Game Boy and Game Boy Color game when it was called DX version with colors, and a new dungeon that involves said colors, which lets you get either choice between a power-up to your attack, which is kind of pointless considering you get a sword that does that, or boost your defense by having blue armor. I think it's like red armor and blue armor. The red armor's offense. But, it is pretty much based on that version of the game, and it's mostly a note-for-note remake, and it's still fun and enjoyable, and there's lots of quality of life changes, not too many, but and just enough than the right kind of quality of life changes that you want in a game, like having extra button shortcuts that don't take up the item slots, because there's still only two selectable item slots. But like the dash is tied to the L button, and the R button does something else, and you could just pick up pots by pressing the A button.
All right.
Once you get the bracelet. But
what button picks up chickens?
The same button that picks up pots.
Okay.
Yeah, because
you can still slash them to have them assault you.
There needs to be a piss off the chicken button.
Yeah,
it's called slashing them with your sword.
Oh yeah, but I'm like, I want to puke on them and like piss on them and kick them and stuff. Like, I want to start some shit with those.
Maybe they could do a mashup of that game we talked about earlier. Break, like, you know, that game with puke and stuff, and then put it in Zelda World.
The graphics are nice, and the game looks a lot like it's very reminiscent of like I feel like the idea of the dream is that the Windfish is dreaming that he's playing with action figures, and that's because your characters look like it. Like, almost Lego characters.
Freak says, wasn't the dash a function of an item, Eric?
Yeah, it was the Pegasus boots.
Yeah.
But now you don't have to equip the Pegasus boots. It's assigned to a single button now.
That's good. Because that took up that slot.
I kind of don't like how the jumping physics works, and they changed the nature of the crane game because it's physics-based now, and it works just like a fucking crane game. So, but it's not too hard. It's just something you got to keep in mind when you play it. But there is one, like, they also added like once you get enough of the items that you normally get from the crane game, there's more. Like there's an additional like 4 heart containers that you can get. So there's heart pieces that you can get in the place of some other prizes that would have been there. But after you get the Yoshi doll. But there's a couple of collector figurines that you can place in the various parts of Mate Village. And one of them is the Piranha Plant from Mario, and it is the hardest item to get because of how big it is.
Are there any new dungeons or anything like that?
No, but there is there is Dompei's graveyard house hut thing that he'll make dungeons based on your designs, and then you can explore those.
You design your own dungeon, basically?
Yeah, it's kind of like Zelda Maker, but it's only Zelda Dungeon Maker.
Dungeon says, sad Pegasus boots, and then Freak 5 says, wait, to get the boots until you can dash. You have to wait to get the boots.
Yes, just like the original.
Yeah.
You have to go to level 3 to get the boots.
Okay.
Or level 4.
But once you have them, they don't take up an item slot to use.
Yeah.
So, Eric, is this a worthy successor, remaster, oh, whatever you want to call it?
It's got some frame rate issues, but I think Nintendo might fix them at some point. But they're not too terrible, but it is kind of a letdown. They couldn't keep it a constant 60 at all times.
Okay. So
it's maybe if they hadn't like released it now, they could have had extra time to polish it, but they have so much stuff releasing, they probably just had to release it now.
How much is it?
It's, well, like I said, it's $60 elsewhere, but Walmart's selling it for $50. And you could probably price match that at places like Best Buy.
Yeah.
I don't know, $60 actually, Game Boy size game.
And the only way to price match it at that point would be to take a photo of, like, Walmart, because if they're gonna, they're gonna look on the site otherwise, and they're gonna just say it's the same price. Why you can't really price match it?
Yeah.
I love that game, and I'd love to play a remake, but not for $60.
Yeah, it's Nintendo. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. I wish they would take a cue from the other companies, like some of the first party stuff, like. They'll drop like $10
that,
right away.
Which is why I'm glad that Walmart's being like, yeah, $50, $60 Switch games, nah, let's just do $50.
Yeah.
Not selling as well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So what are you giving Legend
of... I mean, that is, if there's no new dungeons, it's honestly, sounds like the game is the size of a Game Boy cart.
There's like a, like, yeah, instead of new dungeons, there's like additional collectibles. It's not really enough.
God, I hate that. If they when they try and add new content by here's stuff you can put in your fake city.
Yeah.
No, like I want like new stuff to do in the game, not new stuff to look at.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Freak says, yeah, I might pay $20 for it. Yeah, like 20 or 30 would be reasonable.
If wait a couple months and go on eBay or something.
Yeah, you can definitely pick it up for cheaper that way.
Because like, sure. Otherwise we're going to be waiting until like the end of Switch's life for Nintendo to do a select version of it.
I know.
For
the only thing I can think of that might add real value to it is that dungeon creator thing, if you trade that with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't do that.
Like, well, maybe they'll... Yeah, so they probably won't add anything in like that either.
I mean, they could do an update that might let you do that, because like, they added like being able to... create your own matches for Splatoon 2. So,
Freak 5 being classy as ever says,
and they're adding multiplayer DLC to I don't know if it's gonna be costing extra or not, but it's for Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Freak 5 is
well, if they add multiplayer stuff to components to it, then it'd be more worth the value, but not right now. I say no right now. Yeah. For that. But this is your review, so I hijacked it. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't see there being multiplayer in Zelda, but I can see there being multiplayer in a game like Luigi's Mansion.
I mean, they got at least add multiplayer as far as like allowing you to trade dungeons. They got that.
Freak 5 is being as classy as ever. He says, "Stick that shit up your ass,
I'm gonna
Nintendo."
I'm gonna give the game a 9.
Okay, that's cool. It was worth it.
Now, what do you give it at $60?
Yeah.
Same. I can't recommend people buy it at that price.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you should give it like a 2 or something at that point.
2 at $60, but as a game,
that's more of an indictment on Nintendo for charging $60 for it than the game itself, though. So.
Yeah. All right, I got three quick hitting reviews for you. You guys remember The Mummy? That not the Brendan Fraser iteration, but the Tom Cruise movie.
I remember Blueberry, the cereal that was in stores when I was a kid, but apparently you can pick up again now.
Oh God, Booberry's the worst out of those cereals, man. Come on, man. It's
Count
always...
Chocula all the way, man.
Yeah, it's Count Chocula, man. What's wrong with you? Okay. Anyways, The Mummy with Tom Cruise. Let me just say, of all the movies that I've seen, like remade or, you know, that had hype or, you know, stuff like that, I think this is one of the most disappointing movies I've ever seen. Like,
this movie single-handedly killed their idea of a franchise.
Yes,
because they were planning on bringing back like Dracula, Frankenstein, like all these movies, but it was based on the success of this movie. So go on.
Yeah. And this movie sucked. I mean, I watched it because Dungeon in chat, he's like, what did he say here? Hold on, guys. He says, oh no, you actually watched the Cruise Mummy movie? I mean, wow, you're a brave soul. I did because, for one, I wanted to see, like, because I had never seen it, and I was at the Redbox. I rented another movie that I'll be reviewing here, and I had to rent one, get one.
And let me guess, you were way too high, and the remote was on the other side of the room.
Well, you have to actually go to the Redbox to get
Frank the
movie,
was so high.
No, I'm not. Once you hit the play.
And this movie was so bad play, that being high didn't help. Oh,
shit. Yeah, after watching the first 15 minutes, the remote was on the other side of the room, and I just couldn't bring myself to get the remote to turn it off, so I had to watch the whole thing. Freak 5 makes a good point. Booberry was the ghost one. Yeah, and it sucked. Booberry sucked. Frankenberry sucked, too. It's always Count Chocula.
I think it's just Chocula and Frankenberry now, and fuck Frankenberry. It's all Count Chocula.
Yeah, exactly.
To sell them as a three-pack now, so you can get the Booberry, the Chocula, and the Frankenberry.
Yeah. Dungeon says, yeah, the Mummy killed Universal's Dark Universe idea. Although I have heard rumbling that they might
still get them separate, by the way.
They might revive that thing, but hopefully the Mummy won't be a part of it unless they re-fucking do that again, because it was a debacle, to say the least. There was no redeeming value other than seeing the chick that played the Mummy, like, halfway nude throughout.
I think Paramount's in bad need of a hit. How long has it been since they've had one?
Paramount, it's been a while, man. Like, you know what they should do is bring Friday the 13th back. That might help them out a little bit.
I will say, you should probably play The Mummy Demastered instead.
Yeah, Freak 5 says I watched it because I was high. Probably, man. Let's see. It had some interesting ideas, but they were drowned in a lot of sewage, Dungeon said. And also, I love Count Chocula. Goddamn right, Dungeon. See, that's why fucking Dungeon's in the chat.
Man. I haven't had Count Chocula in, like, forever, though. Yeah. I only tried it once.
Plus 5 to Fortitude, Dungeon. Freak 5 says, was that what you were watching when I saw you on PS4 earlier? That's exactly what I was watching, Freak 5. I think it was that. It was either that or Anna, but I'm pretty sure it was The Mummy. And trust me, I wished I would have just fucking played Friday the 13th with you instead of watch that fucking... I give it small props because there was some good effects, just not enough of them for my liking. And they made it too much of an action movie. It should have been more of a horror, you know, kind of tie-in to the whole Dark Universe thing. And they failed miserably. There's like almost no redeeming value in that movie at all. I give it a 2. Out of 10. So yeah, that's how disappointed I was in The Mummy.
I liked the Brendan Fraser the first movie, but the sequel was meh, and
yeah
I didn't watch the third one because the sequel was meh, and the reviews for the third one were they weren't kind. Not kind at all.
They were meh. And I like Tom Cruise. Dungeon says all Cruise did was get thrown around, run for a bit, and then get thrown around again. Exactly. And then he did the whole airplane, you know, action sequence, which looked cool, but goddamn, he does that in almost every goddamn movie. Freak 5 says, I want a new Friday the 13th movie based off the game. I don't know if that would work, Freak 5. I mean, the game is cool, but there's not a lot there, you know, with the counselors teabagging Jason. Jesus Christ. So anyways.
Yeah, make it a parody, then it might work.
So I rented another movie at the same time called Anna. And the best way I could describe Anna, it's a very formulaic action movie, but with a hot chick. I don't know the lead's name, but it sort of reminded me of a John Wick, but a very generic John Wick with predictable plot points. So I kind of liked it, so I'm going to give it slightly above average, 6 out of 10. It's worth a rental. I mean, I would, you know, check it out for rental, but, you know, it's okay. Yeah, check it out, Dungeon. It's not, you wouldn't be disappointed if you rented it. If you bought it, you would be highly disappointed. So, 6 out of 10. And now, finally, something that I've been excited for since it was announced, Creepshow Episode 1 on Shudder. If anybody doesn't know, Shudder is doing a whole season of Creepshow. Hopefully they keep the seasons rolling because it was a good first episode. There was two stories. One involved, it was called Gray Matter, which was an old Stephen King short story. And it was worth it. It had Tobin Bell. It had Giancarlo Esposito, which people know from Breaking Bad as Gus. It had Adrian Barbeau, oddly enough. And it was an excellent episode with a creepy monster. I'm not going to give too much away. It was an excellent episode. And then the second episode sort of had a Hereditary vibe with a creepy dollhouse. And it starred the little girl from The Walking Dead, the one that's playing Rick's daughter. What's her name? Judith. I highly recommend, if you don't have Shudder already, Creepshow is a good reason to get it. But there's plenty more to like on Shudder.
You know what Anna reminds me of?
What?
Anna reminds me that I should probably watch Atomic Blonde instead.
Atomic Blonde is good, man. I really like Atomic Blonde. But Anna's worth a rental. I would recommend a rental. Dungeon said just because he's a spy action movie junkie. Yeah, I like those type of movies too, Dungeon. I'm really into like Mission Impossible and stuff like that. So The Mummy could have been one of the Mission Impossible. It's like a dumbed down version of a Mission Impossible. Freak Five says he also watched The Hustle, Secret Life of Pets 2, and Dog's Journey.
Should I waste time watching the Shaft reboot?
I haven't seen it, but I kind of want to watch it. A Break Man is Exiled, says Frank's an Atomic Blonde. How dare you? Atomic Blonde is really good, Dungeon says. I do like it, and fucking Charlize Theron is just an awesome action star. She really
are
is.
There any blonde Mexicans?
Yes! My whole... my dad's so my grandfather married again after obviously my grandmother died years before even I was born, but that whole like hit, my dad's half brothers, I guess my half uncles, were all blonde blue eyes. So yes, it can happen.
Aryan Mexicans.
Aryan Mexicans. Yeah, exactly. Salt is pretty cool, Dungeon. I like that better than most people did. He says, wish Salt had a sequel the way it ended, but I have a feeling we were lucky to just get one movie. Yeah, I agree. Salt was pretty decent. I liked it. Freak Five says,
movie a lot less movies and TV shows that have a very bad chance of getting a sequel or getting like a next season. Let's stop ending on cliffhangers.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
If you know your chances aren't good, don't end on a cliffhanger.
Or
if you know for sure, like if you're a big box, if you're like Star Wars and you know for sure there's going to be another. Well, then again, it happened with Solo.
Yep. Just, yep.
Unless it's the Star Wars trilogy, just don't.
Yeah. No, just plan for a movie, like sort of like Serenity with Firefly. Like, you know what I mean?
Avengers can get away with it.
Yeah.
Salt, I guess, couldn't.
Yeah, Salt could definitely not, man. Freak Pie says his nephew is a half blonde Mexican. He says a lot of Nazis ran away to South America.
Well, I know
South
that.
America is but... South America, and Mexico is Central America, Freak Pie. So,
yeah, they could have. Migrated from there to there, though.
That is true. That is true. So, Creepshow Episode 1, I'm giving a 9 out of 10. There is room for improvement. The second story was not quite as strong as the first story, but man, oh man, it's off to a great start. And they're doing it every week. They didn't release all the episodes at once. So
how long are these episodes?
It was an hour long, so each story got a good half an hour. So, you know, enough time to really dig into a good short story. So,
it's like when Tales of Crypt did it and the Outer Limits did it, the Outer Limits was like 45 minutes of one story and Tales of Crypt was like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is like a two story thing each episode. So I think they're going 8 episodes. So, that's a total of 16 stories, which is pretty awesome. So, those were my reviews. Anybody have a Heiskapade this week? Eric, break?
No.
All right, break.
No.
Okay, so let's move
on. I thought my sounds.
I think Giuliani is having a high escapade this week, though. So.
We'll get into it, Eric. But for now, let's get into...
what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, I know you probably have a Stinko of the Week. No?
I guess one. I mean, I really have Sweet Oat this week. Like, I just, there's joy and happiness. So, I don't know. My Sweet Oat goes to, or Stinko goes to, damn it, I can't find the
link,
the article, but, white supremacy, they have a habit of, co-opting stuff. And now the ADL has added like the OK sign to is now officially a hate sign.
Oh, like like gang members co-op like signs and stuff. And I saw that like the OK symbol is now not OK.
It's not like something I use or anything like that, but it's. They've done this before, and they're going to keep doing this with things. They're going to find something that they like, and they're going to keep appropriating it. Are we just going to keep letting them do it?
Yeah, apparently. Although I mean,
that's more my thing. Like, I think we shouldn't I think all of us should say, "Hey, okay," like, use it and take it away from them.
Kind of basically. Like muddy the waters is what you're talking about, Breakman. Like, make it so that. Everybody's doing it, so it's not what they mean it to be. So they don't yes. take it for their own. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm just sick of them like appropriating stuff. They've done this before with lots of things over the years. And another thing they added was the bowl cut, the single worst haircut in the history of the planet. Probably.
It's funny because when I cut my hair, I have long hair now, but. But I would do a bowl cut, but I would like comb it back, like, you know. But I agree with you. Just to have it lay down is really bad.
here's terrible. A Sweet-O.
They can have that one, but yeah, there are other things like we can't have them have stuff. We can't just cede stuff to the racists.
Well, I agree. I agree with you, Breakman. So why don't you just go out on the street and just, like, do that to everybody you see and start the movement, Breakman. I mean, that's, you know, starts with one. You know, it should start with you.
I got a Sweet-O, actually.
Okay, hang on, Eric. Any other Stinkos, Breakman?
No, I had another one, but I can't remember what it was. So just that one.
Okay, if you think
I got a Stinko.
All right, Eric, you're up. Your Stinko.
The Stinko is, I just remembered, but I kind of wanted to save it because I thought we were going to talk into it for free-for-all, but I'm going to mention it here anyway. But Focus Home Interactive is removed a couple of almost all of the games from the latest string of Sherlock Holmes developer games. Off of their Steam and other services that they are put them on, and now they're going to stand to lose a lot of money because they have no means of getting them back on the store.
Yeah, that really sucks. I heard about that story. You're talking about Frogware and what is it? UFO Interactive or what's
no? I can't remember. I don't know, but it's the developers from all the Sherlock Holmes games that came out.
Focus Interactive, I think, is what it is. Focus. It really sucks because they put them in the lurch, and they had a working relationship for that long, and I mean that's just sad to hear. I think that's a bunch of bullshit, man.
It had to do with like their license expiring or something. And like I guess they couldn't get them to come back and sign on. So like they figured, okay, we're just gonna not put this game on the store anymore, and screw you if you don't get any money anymore.
Yeah, I agree, and that's just dumb. It's just dumb business. But I mean, maybe there's a reason. I haven't heard any logical reason. Freak 5 is having first word. World problems. He says his Stinko is Amazon Prime. He went to get some stuff that apparently was, it said, was eligible for 2-day delivery. When he went to check out, it gave the option of a 2-day delivery. One took 3 days and the other took 4. Not a big deal, but as a Prime member, I'm paying for that 2-day delivery. I agree, Freak Five. I mean, I think it's due to volume, man. I think they just got way too much volume. They should offer different tiers of service, like, and it might ease the.
It's not worth having Prime for anything anymore.
Yeah, that. Although I do like Amazon Prime Video. I haven't had Prime in a while, but still,
the cost isn't worth Amazon Prime Video, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they should drop, like, they should have different tiers, and maybe it would, you know, help out their employees a little bit. You know, I've heard, like, really bad things that, like their employees can't even take pee breaks and just, you know, just really bad things. But
and then there's the whole issue of supporting Amazon in the first place.
Yeah, like, I know. But there's a lot of good cheap stuff on Amazon, man. Like, I don't blame people for getting Amazon.
It's a catch-22 of, like, wanting to help the people that work at Amazon versus giving Amazon money in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so my stinko, I have a couple. You guys know I'm a pothead. 100%.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. Well, I know it's a surprise to you guys, but you know,
hot dude, come on, man.
There are many.
Why didn't you just tell us? You could have came out. And it's cool. Like, we're not gonna knock on you or anything. It's cool.
There are many things that I love about the plant. All right, the cannabis plant, marijuana. To those, you know. The hipsters out there, but there are a lot of things that I like. Like, I like growing it. I like, you know, smoking it. Obviously, I like the way it smells. I like the way it looks. There's a myriad of things that I love about the plant itself. All right, but the one thing I hate, and it goes with growing, harvesting is cool, right? The one thing, though, that really fucking sucks is trimming it. Because there's a specific process you have to do, and you have to get, you know, I mean, it's just, and it's tedious, and it is the worst fucking thing known to mankind. It fucking sucks. Trimming sucks. I hate it, and it's definitely a stinko. But I'll talk about my sweeto in a minute. But the other stinko that I had, I am not sleeping with my plants. How dare you break, man? I do have some buds in jars now, which is cool. But anyways, the other stinko I have is the president soliciting a foreign state for dirt on his political opponent. This is a bad thing, right? Right, break, man? This is right. You don't. Like we were talking about earlier, if you became president of the United States,
it's nothing new. It's just now he's blatant about it, basically.
Yeah,
because this is what happened with Russia, and there was a guy who investigated it, and at the end of it said, you know, I don't have the power to do something about it. Yeah. But here's a guidebook of the law of him trying to impede the investigation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here, do something about it. Nobody did anything about it.
Yeah, well, they're doing something about it now.
So apparently a big orange jackass thought, well, if they're not doing anything then, I guess I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, and I guess it was really egregious, man. I haven't had a chance to look at the full it's not a transcript, by the way. Like, that, apparently there's a different version of that, an actual transcript of the call. That's even worse than the redacted version that we got out of the White House. So,
but it's turning into and as horrible as a president trying to solicit help from a foreign government is.
It's really bad.
Probably not what's going to bring him down. There's been new things coming out saying, you know, that they've been trying to cover it up.
Yeah. Yep. Even worse. I mean, it just gets worse and worse.
That's what's brought down presidents in the past.
Yep.
Not crimes themselves, but trying to cover them up.
Yep. Freak 5 says, second stinko, and we'll talk about it later because I got a free-for-all topic about it break. Second stinko for Freak is, he says he likes his new Bluetooth earbuds, but he'll talk more about them in the sweetos, but the stinko on them is that the right earbud works fine, while the left ear is charging, but the left earbud turns off if I put the right earbud in the charger. That's really weird. I don't know what to say about that. I thought I could use one till its battery died and switch to the other, but no, of course not. So, yeah, that would definitely be a stinko. So, yeah, that's I mean, we'll talk about it more, Brake, and there's plenty more to talk about on that particular subject. But let's move on to.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
All right, Brake man. Sweetos, you were excited to talk about your Sweetos.
Oh, man. I've been talking about something for, I don't know, a year now, I think, basically. Wait, how long has Nancy Pelosi been Speaker of the House?
I don't know, like since like 1912? I mean, I don't know.
I think it's been about 2 years now. Yeah. But when she was elected, I said, like, this is a bad idea. She's not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last, I guess, 2 years, roughly, she has not done anything.
Right.
And this this week, I was shocked to learn that finally the president can do something that'll make her go impeachment.
Yeah.
Well, but she's already kind of sabotaging it, though, because she's only going to investigate the Ukraine call.
Yeah, but that's... watching Rudy Giuliani, he's sabotaging it, too.
Yeah.
If I was the president, I would have him killed.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. He's like, opening his mouth.
If I was Donald Trump and trying to stay out of jail, I would have that guy killed. Like, I mean, shut the fuck up, dude. Shut up.
All he does is incriminate himself.
Harder to have like definitive proof of wrongdoing if that's all they do.
No, I disagree, Eric. I agree.
I mean,
they
can still get him on that, but I think it'd be even easier if they just pulled up a list of all the things he's done.
I agree. I think they should bring up everything that he's done, and then bring that including the obstruction, everything. Bring it all up. I agree with you in that sense, Eric, but. I think if they stick with this, they can be a little more focused because the fucking Democrats are goddamn idiots. So, they're going to bungle along the way. But I think Trump.
That's part of why she's only sticking to that.
Yeah, I think Trump is a more of a serial bungler. So I think he's going to out bungle the Democrats. I heard, I think it was Cenk Uygur on TYT say that. There was a term he came up with, and it involved like out bungling each other. But it was real fun. I'll have to look at that episode again and decide.
A bungle pissing contest.
No, it was like out bungling, but it was like there was a word that he came up that I just tickled me. But I think that's. I mean, it's. I guess it's a strategy. It's not like the greatest strategy. I kind of agree with you, Eric. They should bring up everything, but I think they're incompetent. And I think
yes, that's true too.
You're giving credit to Nancy Pelosi, Brake, but
no, I'm saying no. That's not my sweeto. Is that they're going for impeachment? I wasn't really giving her credit. Yeah. How was I giving her credit?
No. It just sounded like that a little bit. But I think the reason that she finally gave in. Is I think the donors.
The voices were overwhelming.
Yeah. No, the donors' voices were overwhelming because there was already a majority of Democratic Congress people that were in favor of impeachment. But she refused to do it just because she hid behind the political aspect of it instead of just doing the right thing, you know?
And I think Trump is dumber than I possibly thought.
I agree. I've been saying that all along.
Him releasing the papers to them at all, like, oh, yeah, that's happened. Yeah, yeah, there was nothing here.
Yep, I agree with you.
You clearly talk about, hey, could you look into this for me? Yeah, what did he do? My adversary, the guy I'm running against and stuff. He's probably going to be my opponent next election. You know, he didn't say any of that, but apparently for some Republicans, you have to have said all of this.
No.
I feel like Homer Simpson and George Burns are are real people, and they use with the fusion dance, and that's how we got Trump.
I think with
Trump's people, like, unless the word collusion was never used by Mueller, so he's scot-free. Like,
well,
that's a bastardized version of anything and everything, because there was never collusion. Collusion was a term by the media.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brakeman. I think you bring up a very interesting point, and that is to say that I think people are grossly underestimating Trump's incompetence and stupidity. I really do. Like, there's no
I thought he was
no
stupid
way around
before,
it.
But now, like, just his overconfidence with this, like, wow, dude, like, you really probably just should resign if you're this dumb. Because you're going to end up in prison.
I don't even think he's stupid. I just think he doesn't even, like, think about anything. He just reacts to stimuli, and that's how he reacts all the time.
I think he's stupid.
He's overconfident and arrogant, and he walks into every situation thinking he owns the thing.
I agree, but I think it's more what you were on to, Brakeman. I think you finally got what I've been trying to, like, convey over the past, what, fucking 2 years. Like, he's just totally incompetent. Like, he bungles his way into stupid moment after stupid moment, and people, he's sort of like that unassuming, like, detective, but in a stupid way. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever seen Monk, Brakeman?
What?
Monk, the series Monk with Tony Shalhoub. You ever seen
it? How do you say that?
Monk?
Monk?
Yeah, Monk.
Monk.
You know what I'm saying, you Monk? Son of a bitch. God damn
it. M-U-N-K.
Okay. Or Columbo. For the older crowd out there, have you ever seen Columbo, Brakeman?
So Columbo is not stupid.
I agree. I'm trying to make a point. Okay, you've seen them both. So they're both kind of unassuming, like badasses, right? Well, Trump is like the anti-Columbo, right? He bungles his way into situations instead of, like, figuring out situations.
Detective Clouseau.
Yeah, he's totally incompetent. Like, people grossly underestimate his stupidity.
The problem right now is he's always had money, so he's always had fixers around him.
Yeah.
And they've been dropping like flies for the last 2.5 years.
But I don't think
he's lost that, like, support system that he had before.
Yeah.
And without that, like, people to make him look normal, he's starting to become more and more like,
exactly. Freak 5, Sweeto, is that his earbuds, his Bluetooth earbuds. The charger is also a battery with an adapter.
So is Trump Inspector Gadget then?
No, because Inspector Gadget gets shit done.
No, not really. Penny did it.
Well, you know what I mean.
Penny, like, and the dog always, they got the stuff done.
Yeah, but he's still... But
he's just the guy who has the authority to actually arrest somebody. So
I can't even think of an apt, like, analogy for Trump. He's just a serial bungler. Like, he's I should make a shirt and put it on the RP Grinders spreadshirt website that says serial bungler with a picture of him, because that's all he does is bungle. But Freak 5 says charger's also a battery with an adapter, so he can also charge his phone from. Oh, that's kind of cool. That's actually really cool. So, let's see. Brake, did you have any other Sweetos?
Return of shows like It's Always Sunny and South Park. Mm. Back for the 14th season of Always Sunny and the
last season.
26th season of South Park?
Yeah, it's been
a long time. It's been a real long time. They got renewed for a few more seasons, too, and Always Sunny's got at least 2 more years on their contract too, so
that's good.
These shows are going to be around for a while, and it's amazing to me they can still be funny.
Yeah, unlike The Simpsons, which has been around since like 1902 and is no longer relevant or funny. So I agree with you, Brake. Cool.
And then South Park introduced a new character this week, Mexican Joker. So we shall be afraid.
Oh my God, man. I don't even want to know where that's going. Anything else, Brake?
No, that's it.
Okay. Eric, your Sweeto.
My Sweeto is that it is the anniversary of Dragon Quest V.
Oh, shit. Nice. That's a good Sweeto, man. There you go. Freak 5 says Big Mouth Season 3 is coming out next week.
Shows are coming back in the next few weeks. Like, the Arrowverse shows are returning. except for Legends, which I think is a mid-season, so it's like January.
Yeah.
But Flash and Arrow and all those shows are coming back soon.
Yeah. All right. My Sweeto, I have a few Sweetos, so you guys are going to have to indulge me just for a second here. Harvest Time. I mentioned how much I hate trimming, but, you know, it worked out perfect last year. I'm down to my, like, last ounce of weed from last harvest. It lasted me all year, which saved me a fuck ton of money. Oh, yeah, that is another Stinko Freak 5. He says Sid Haig passed away, which is... That's a big blow to the horror community, man. I agree, man. That's a huge stinko. So harvest time is always a fun time, except trimming. Like, once you get into jars, it's all downhill from there. But, so that's that time of the year for me. You mentioned it, break possible impeachment of the orange Cheeto.
I mean, there are definite risks for the Democrats. I mean, this country has a lot of morons in it and a lot of sheep. So
yeah, but
I mean, Trump has the power of swaying people. But right now, as it stands, it's starting to look like the end. Because, I mean, he's blatantly committed crimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's blatantly tried to cover him up.
Yeah, I know. He's
just like, come on, what could be more impeachable?
He's incompetent. And hopefully he'll end up in handcuffs at some point. I'm beginning to think more and more he will end up in handcuffs. So,
yeah, that's where he needs to be. He needs to be in prison he needs to at least be in the court systems fighting for his miserable, sorry ass.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. He likes to litigate a lot, so let him litigate staying out of prison. Good luck with that. Yeah. I got a couple of new Funkos. The lead singer Ghost had one out at Hot Topic, and I just happened to have $15 of hot cash, so you have to spend like 30 to get 15 off. So I got the Ghost Funko, and I got Elvira Funko. They had an exclusive Elvira Funko, so I thought that was really cool. And to top it all off, I got Ghost tickets to see them on Monday. And I got the lower bowl section of the arena, first front row of that. So that was really cool. So those are my Sweetos. Did you have another one, Eric? I'm sorry. I didn't know if you had another one.
No.
Okay.
I only have that.
Let's move on to... It's a free-for-all. Got a couple of topics. They're wildly different, but first one, our thoughts on impeachment, yes or no, and, you know, any other thoughts that, you know, to kind of wrap up our talk about impeachment. I'll start with you, Breakman. What do you think?
Obviously, like, he's committed treasonous acts. Remember his meeting with Vladimir Putin and stuff, and going on and on about how much he loved North Korean dick.
Kim Jong-un.
Dumbass. And, yeah. But the stuff he was saying with Putin was like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are you working for him or are you our president? What's going on here?
Well, interestingly enough, you know, the server that, he was using, or the Trump camp was using to like hide the call with the Ukrainian president. There's rumblings that there's a lot of calls with Vladimir Putin on that server. So there's a lot of stuff out there that still might come out, Breakman. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So continue on.
Obviously. My biggest problems, like I said, is – and I've been reading it on Twitter basically – is unless the words quid pro quo are in there, they don't believe it actually happened. Are you kidding me?
It's a stupid argument from Republicans.
Their arguments are ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, that was my heistcapade. I forgot about that.
You want me to go back and do a heistcapade break?
You don't have to do it. But the heistcapade is, did you see what happened with the talking points? White House accidentally sent to the Democratic Party.
They sent it straight to Nancy Pelosi's desk, man. I'm like, how the fuck? See what I mean about being a serial bungler?
Completely incompetent.
Yes.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then they tried to retract them, but it's no, that's not happening, moron.
Yeah, once you send an email, there's no deleting that email unless the other person on the other end deletes it. You know, so stupid.
No, you can like recall an email. Well, that's what they tried to do, but at the time it was like if it's too late, you know, somebody. Yeah. An email gets sent from the White House, somebody's going to read it.
Oh, yeah. Screenshot, done. You know? I mean, there's no... After you screenshot it, there's no retracting that email.
Well, once an email's read, they can't retract it. But if you can... If you recall it and nobody looks
opens
it...
Opens it, yeah. Yeah. Well, like
but
I said...
it's an email from the White House, so of course it's going to be open and read immediately, you know? Like, okay, what did they say this time? Oh, really? Holy shit!
Yeah. So
come
your
here,
thought...
Come here. You guys got to see this.
Yeah. Okay, so your thought is definitely yes, Brakeman, on impeachment.
Yes, I mean, he has done so many impeachable things at this point. Like, I hate that it's taken 3 years, basically.
Yep. I agree.
And meanwhile, he's caused a lot of damage.
Yep.
And, but this is a great start. And like I said, there are definitely challenges because there are people who are brainwashed and they're the people who are easily swayed and – we know Trump's been able to easily sway a lot of people. So.
Yeah.
And if impeachment doesn't end, if the Senate doesn't impeach him, he's going to, you know, claim victory and I'm not impeached and stuff like that.
Do you remember, I think it was last week, Brake, I said there was 30 Republicans that if they could vote in secret would vote to impeach. I think that number's up to 35. So if the evidence is overwhelming on this particular subject, I think it's going to happen, Brake. I'm not entirely sure about that because Republicans are feckless pieces of, you know, slime.
I mean, look at Lindsey Graham. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean,
he said before the election, if we nominate Trump, he will be the destruction of our party.
Yep.
And as soon as Trump gets election, I love you, Mr. Trump.
I know. Well, like kissing his ass.
Which foot do you want me to... Oh, yep. Kiss your ring?
Yep, I agree with you.
Unless it's Texas, yeah, Trump destroyed the party, but we're going to kiss his ass until that happens.
Yeah, exactly. So, Eric, your thoughts, like kind of putting the final.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah.
Just get rid of him.
Yeah, I agree.
Impeach him and then actually do something with that impeachment.
Basically it's hold him responsible because nobody has and it's been – a horrible thing to watch a crazy man not be held responsible.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say crazy man. I meant to say an idiot.
Yeah.
Crazy implies that he could be fixed with medicine and therapy and stuff. No.
There's no fixing.
He's a moron
stupid.
And he can't be fixed. Yeah. He needs to be in jail.
Right. I'm in agreement with you guys, but I take a different tact, Brakeman. Even if the Senate doesn't convict, right?
Right.
I think it's going to play well for Democrats, all right? Because now you have
– I hope so because it plays well for like me. Like it says that, hey, we're going to do something.
Right.
So for me it's like, okay, then I'm more willing to support you.
Right. I'm an independent. So like for me, like doing the right thing is always the right thing. You know what I mean? So I say do it. And don't worry about what the Republicans are going to do in the Senate. Who gives a fuck? History will not be on their side, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they will be forever remembered as the part – if they don't convict, they will be forever remembered as the party that did not convict a piece of shit. I think he's kind of traitorous, to be honest with you, Brakeman. I know that's a word that's
– I've said that before. His remarks about – I forget the remarks he made. Wow, there's a – somebody coming by the visit.
Yeah, they're coming to get you, Brakeman.
Yeah, the remarks he made about Vladimir Putin were treasonous. Like, come on, dude. Like, you're sucking up to our enemy.
Right, right.
He is interfering in our elections as we speak.
Yeah.
You're talking to him like he's your buddy. We are at war with Russia.
Yeah, well...
It's a cyber war. Yeah. It's a different war than the ones Obama got us involved in.
Right.
But it's a cyber war.
Yeah.
But it is a war. Russia is our enemy.
Yeah. I'm with you, Brakeman. I come at it from an independent standpoint. You know, there are a lot of Republican leaning independents.
Yeah, I come from it from a leaning right point of view. Like, I mean, we've talked about this before. Like, I'm the more conservative voice on the show.
Right, and I'm definitely the more, like, liberal, like, leaning voice. But I'm still independent, you know what I mean? Like,
right, right. No, yeah. And so am I. When I vote, I'm not voting for one party. Right. That's idiotic.
So, I just think that there are a lot of people like us, Breakman, that are neither of us are Democrats or Republicans. Like you said, we vote for the person that we think best fits the job, right? And I think there's plenty of us that will forever hold whoever is accountable. You know what I mean? So if the Republicans in the Senate decide, oh, we're not going to impeach just because we're Republicans, there's enough of us that could sway enough of those elections to where enough of those people are going to be the fuck out of office, which should have happened.
I don't know about that. It's more like those people need to be outnumbered, because Mitch McConnell is in Kentucky and he's not going to go anywhere.
I've heard rumblings that that's not the case, Breakman.
I don't know. Mitch McConnell's been there for a long time, and he'll be there, I think, for a long time because of where he is. Like Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, but
where she is, nobody even runs against her anymore because she just keeps getting reelected.
Yeah, well, there's a challenger.
Lindsey
to Pelosi.
Graham is. I don't know. I think he's got support in his district too.
No,
I think he'd be hard to douse too.
I hope
I'm wrong, but I'm saying
I'm pretty sure you're wrong, Breakman. Maybe not particularly on Mitch McConnell, although I do think he's semi-vulnerable because his approval rating in Kentucky is fucking atrocious. Like, it is really bad, and it keeps getting worse. So this could just make it even worse than that. But I'm saying it's going to affect Republicans so bad that they very well could lose the majority in the Senate next go around in 2020. So I think the tide's turning. You and I talk about this all the time. A two-party system isn't working anymore. It just is not. There needs to be multiple parties.
It's never working.
Yeah. There needs to be.
It was never. Our system wasn't designed to be a two-party system, but the two parties hijacked it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to start to be more like what's happening in England. You know how they have a parliament, and they have, like, what, four or five, like, leading parties? Like, there are literally, like, five different parties, and you need to really work with everybody to make something work. And it just works a little bit better. You know, I know they're having problems now with the whole Brexit thing, but that's only because there's the Conservative Party is being the Conservative Party. You know, like, there's – I don't know. I honestly think that this is kind of the end of the two-party system here.
I don't really pay attention to what they're doing with Boris Johnson and everything, because we've got enough problems over here.
Oh, yeah, man. No,
like,
no,
we've got a guy who's doing something stupid every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
sure.
Twice a day.
Yeah, or
yeah,
10 times on
Sunday. Multiple times a day, you're right.
Yeah.
But one of the things he's been really good at is the news cycle changing and getting people away from, like, the big scandals. Like, look, nobody's talking about Epstein.
Distractions. Yep, distractions.
Yeah. Like, he's always managed to distract. But I don't know if he's going to be able to do that with impeachment. I don't think he is. I know he's definitely going to try, though.
Yeah, Dungeon says England's parliamentary, just like Israel, which is possibly facing a third election in this year, and you need to build a ruling majority to actually do anything. Yeah, exactly, Dungeon. Okay. Oh, he says also English politics have been very interesting to watch lately. I agree, Dungeon. I find it endlessly fascinating that Boris Johnson's having a hell of a time with Corbyn over there. I follow it semi loosely, but
I wonder how the people feel. Like, a lot, how they, like, yeah, I want to know how the people feel.
Yeah. It's mixed, but people are turning more towards not Brexiting. You know, they're like realizing the error of that vote. So it's really interesting what's going on over there. So anyways, let's leave on a high note, guys. If you can call it a high note. I'm going to a concert on Monday, and I'll have a review of the Ghost concert on next week's Grinders. But I'm wondering, like, what do you guys think is a fair price to pay to go see a concert? Now, I know there's different tiers of, like, bands and, like, orchestras and, you know, all kinds of things. So
$20.
You think $20? That you're living in like the 80s, dude. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's that. But I kind of agree with Eric. That's my problem with a lot of concerts is they're just too expensive. Like,
yeah,
I kicked myself for never going to see Tom Petty, but his concerts were always like at least $75, $80.
Yeah, yeah. See,
I can't pay that for one night, you know, for a few hours of entertainment. Like, that's a lot of money.
I paid $60. And for each ticket,
I'll compromise and make it 30 instead.
Yeah, like I'll go up to maybe like $50.
Yeah, I kind of agree
because that's $100 for two people. Then you have to think about like parking and drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. But I think 60 up to 60 is an okay, fair amount to pay. T-shirts is a whole different thing, and I've learned very quickly that you can get the same exact t-shirts online for way cheaper. So I go that route. I don't like getting shirts at concerts anymore. I know it goes to the band and all that, but there are prices like 40, $50 to me is way too much for a shirt, even a concert shirt. So I go online, yeah. I pay like $20, $25 and save money that way.
I just don't buy any. That's how I save money.
Yeah, I know, but I always like to have a memento and a t-shirt.
And
the
drinks
best way.
Are too fucking expensive, says Freak. Yeah, I get them wanting a memento.
Or like any kind of food at any kind of sporting event.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I like having a beer at a concert, but man, when you're paying like.
I do, too. Like, I like having beer when I'm watching a show.
Yeah.
They're worse than movies. So
yeah, they really are. I agree. It's really expensive.
I want to sit back and enjoy the show and enjoy a beer, you know. Show's still going on. I could use another one.
Exactly.
And suddenly we spent $30.
Yeah, I know.
Depending on how many you get.
I know, so, man. But I mean,
the only time I'll get a drink or candy at a movie theater is if I'm really hungry and I need something to tide me over until the movie's over.
There are certain.
I usually just smuggle stuff in. I walk in like a jiggling and jingling. Like my pants.
Or you can do what I do usually and get something to eat elsewhere before you go to the theater.
Oh yeah, no question. I do that. But you know the cool thing, we have Harkins theaters here, and they like you can get a cup that you pay like I think it's like $7 or whatever the price is for the cup, and every time you go you only pay $1.50 for a refill. So I think that's, I mean, it's still expensive, but it's fairly reasonable, you know what I mean? Like I think that's a good idea, that's a good thing. So I agree with you guys on almost everything, but there are certain bands I really don't.
Well, like, how much do you think a Rolling Stones ticket cost?
Like $150. Easy.
Well, I think we should Google this.
Go ahead and Google. Dungeon says once long ago Disney World tickets used to be around $20. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. At most events I've been to, the prices are just nuts. I agree, Dungeon. Every time I see the prices, I flash back to the scene from Beverly Hills Cop 2 when Foley asked for a Coke and is charged $10. At the strip club. Yeah, exactly, Dungeon. I forgot about that. It does suck, but, I mean, there are certain bands that there's, you know, like for me, like if I would have had $90 for a ticket, I would have went to see Slayer. I've never seen Slayer in concert, and this is their final concert, but I feel compelled to, like, see bands like that. Like, every time Metallica comes, I have to try to find a way to see Metallica. It's my favorite band, et cetera, et cetera. But like other bands, like I was like thinking about going to see Godsmack, and their tickets fairly reasonable, another $60-$70. But I'm like, I'm just gonna go see Ghost, and I'll just call it a day. You know, it's like I don't know. It's just, but Dungeon brings up a good point. If you really love the band, that's the fun part. Like Bernie wanted to go see Billy Joel, right? And I told her, A, that would hurt my cred, because Billy Joel. but I would have went, but tickets were, like, ridiculously expensive for anything decent. It was, like, I think it was, like, $110 or $120. I'm like, fuck that, you know? I'm like, I mean, $55 were, like, the upper way, 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 way up in the nosebleed section. I'm like, that's just not worth it. You know, just not fucking worth it.
I almost went to the Legend of Zelda Symphony concert, and that was in Cleveland, like, 2 years ago. And those tickets were, like, started at $45.
Yeah, Dungeon said, dude, if it's their last concert and you have the opportunity, dude, if you can. I really wanted to, Dungeon, but man, the money at the time, I couldn't justify it. You know, I just couldn't. I mean, I wanted to. Plus, they were going down to Colorado Springs, which is like an hour and a half away from, or more, like an hour and 45 minutes from where I live. And I'm like, I don't want to drive all the way, be tired, get there early, pay $40 for fucking parking. I mean, at my age, man, like, no fucking way. Like, it just wasn't happening. I couldn't. I'm hoping they come one last fucking time and it's a little closer and whatever. But anyways, I'm going to see Ghost, so that's all that matters. That's what we get from this. But I think I agree with you guys. I think it's a little too ridiculous to be paying that big of money. But anyways, what were the Rolling Stone tickets going for, Brake? Do you have a breakdown? Like, what are they going for? Brake, man, did we lose Brake? God damn it, Brake. Take your mute off. He does this all the time. Take your mute off, Brake, son of a bitch. I'm going to look up Rolling Stones tickets, but I guarantee they're stratospheric. Like, I bet you they're... how much do you think, Eric, like Rolling Stones tickets go for?
I don't know. I don't listen to music, go to concerts frequently, ever, actually.
Yeah, I understand, but man, let me see. Let's see.
How I'm going to say 120.
Wow, the lowest price is 65. That's actually reasonable to see Stones, but I'm guaranteed those are
like the not popular seats.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see, like, they're like, they, you literally are like, he's got to go, Freak Five. Okay, see you later, Freak Five. Thanks for joining, man. Really, really appreciate it. Bye, Freak Five. Did you find out how much Stones tickets were, Brake?
Average price at May 11th at MGM Gardens in Las Vegas was $1,044.
Oh my God, average fucking price. Wow.
Oof. It's the highest price stop on their tour, but that was the average price. But I'm sorry, there was a bug problem here I had to take care of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
This is Breakman's salt bug. I had to do something.
Was it bees or something?
No. Let me see. On the tour, the average price on the tour, she said, "Hey, there were two." She, in her fairness, there were two. I took care of both of them. How dare you, Mrs.
Breakman?
Bees or squirrels?
No, a wasp and a stink bug at the same time.
Okay.
She was freaked out. Average price on the tour, $624.
Oof, that is way too much money. I wanted to see Tool. Tool is coming to Denver, and at first it was just one show. And the average tickets were like 70, 80 bucks, which I would have definitely paid because I'd never seen Tool in concert. It was the first concert in, like, I don't know, ages, man, at least 10 years from what I could remember. But they sold out in like 5 fucking minutes, so I didn't even get a chance. So they added another date. Same fucking thing happened for the second concert, and I'm like, okay, I'll get them secondhand market. And the cheapest I could find was $135 fucking dollars. I'm like, God damn it. You know, this fucking sucks, but whatever. Okay. So I think I agree with you, but $600 fucking dollars for the Stones, really? Jesus Christ, how much more goddamn millions does Jagger and Richards need, man? Jesus fuck, man.
I mean, yeah, like, I'd love to go see them, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are just too many overpriced concerts. Yeah. Like, I understand that a lot of bands only are really getting their money from concerts.
Yeah.
Because of shitty agreements they signed with producers and such like that.
No, I agree.
But at the same time, $624 for tickets?
Yeah. Dungeon says, speaking of stink bugs, that reminds me, I love Poison Corrosion Damage in Borderlands 3. Yeah, that I love Poison Corrosion Damage in almost any game, Dungeon. That it's like sneaky good stuff,
man. Yeah. I like damage over time attacks.
I do too. Really. I think it's cool. Like, you'll be getting ready to haul off with a melee attack and they just wither because you like poison them. It's so good. It's not called Stink Bug. Well, name it Stink Bug, Dungeon. All right, that's about all I got, guys.
I don't think you can rename weapons in that game.
You could in the border and Handsome Jack collect,
somebody tells me it's like expensive to do hackers. So
yeah. All right, guys, let's do our plugs.
They probably do charge you something stupid, like some moonstones or something, which are a pain in the butt. I want to ask you about this, about the third one. Do you still need moonstones? And if you do, do you have to get out of your fucking vehicle to collect every one of them? Or can you just collect them through driving? Like, it's stupid. Was really stupid and irritating.
Yeah. It should be like God of War, where the orbs just come to you.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because when you're on foot, that's what happens with money. And shit, like it just comes to you.
It just comes to you, exactly. All right, Breakman, your plugs.
You can follow me at @break_man. You can follow me at @RPGrinders, and you can follow some cowbell.
Yeah, you need a separate account for your cowbell, Break. You should do that, man. I'm sure people would follow it.
No moonstones. They solved the problem.
Yeah, Iridium is back. Dungeon says. All right, Eric, you're up. Your plugs.
Excuse me. I'm getting tired.
But, yeah, apparently.
I've got a couple of reviews up on BostonBastardBrigade.com now. There's a review for SNK 40th Anniversary Collection, and there's also a review for Utuwaruumono Zan, and another one for boy, now my brain just decided to fart, but let me look. Hold on a second. But I got reviews up on those sites, and if you go ahead and want to look at them, check them out, and you like what I've written about, or my writing style, or whatever, and you want to support me, as little as a dollar on my Patreon would help me out. I could really use money to buy games like Code Vein, because I don't get code from some companies consistently enough or at all, like Square Enix or Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, anything else, Eric?
But, Senran Kagura Peach Ball, that's it.
There you go.
I call it the titty pinball.
Yeah, there you go. All right, anything else, Eric?
I'm going to say... if you like Dragon Quest and you haven't picked up it for Switch, pick it up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right.
Support the series so we can continue getting more. And then Square quits relying on Nintendo, actually publish it themselves.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody in chat. I know Freak was in there. Commander Root, thank you so much. Bernie was in there. Lurks was in there. I didn't even see you get in there, Lurks. Thanks for joining again. And, of course, our good friend Dungeon. Thanks, everybody, for joining the chat. Really appreciate it. Thanks to all the archive listeners. I hardly ever thank the archive listeners that are out there. But if you want to join the show live, just join us every Friday, 7 Eastern, on twitch.tv/RPGrinders or search RPGrinders on YouTube. And, thanks a lot for listening. Really appreciate it. I say give Anna a rental. You know, I think it's worth a rental, but it's not worth a buy. What else? Go get Dragon Quest 11 on the Switch. Like Eric said, that'd be really cool. Anything else, guys? Nothing?
No. No.
Not even impeach the motherfucker, Breakman.
Oh God, it's such good. I'm sorry, I was in euphoria. I don't want to rub it in, but yeah, I totally am going to. Yeah, God, exactly. Once it happens, I'll be insufferable.
I know, me too.
Those people,
man,
that like him,
I know.
Why? Either you're, as I said on Twitter, you're either stupid. some people are willfully stupid,
or complicit.
But either you're stupid. Or you're corrupt too.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right.
You're either a criminal like him, or stupid enough to believe him.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster's saying orchestral greatness, but I'm gonna be honest. The soundtrack to Dragon Quest XI, period, is just not great.
That's okay. I like it. It's not as good as like 8, because 8 is the greatest.
For one thing, the composer just sucks, and he's just phoning it in at this point. So
yeah, yeah. All
get
right.
Rid of him. Get a new composer. fucking Hori. Just I don't care. Hori and Square just conspire against him, kick him out.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Wow. Okay. That's about all we got for this week. Hey, guys and gals, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. And I might have a new intro and outro next week. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see. But anyway, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Later, everybody. I love the cowbell that Brakeman brings to the show every week. So soothing. Wouldn't be Grinders without a little cowbell at the end.